Messiah Ministries. Yeshua is the Hebrew name of Jesus. It means salvation. My name is Evangelist Stephen Lazar. My beloved wife is Prophetess Joyce Lazar. And so, Heavenly Father, I'm asking you right now to touch every person that is listening to this message. I ask you to fill them with your Holy Spirit and your fire. I ask you to enlighten the inner eyes of their understanding with the spirit of wisdom and the revelation of the Most High. We come to offer the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And we thank you, God of Israel, that you loved all of your children so much that you gave us Yeshua, the Passover Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, who heals all disease and destroys the work of Satan. Holy Spirit of God, we invite you right now to lead us, guide us, teach us, instruct us, anoint us, empower us, and use us as ambassadors of love. Holy Spirit, I ask you to put your words in my mouth and also Prophet Joyce, because your people need encouragement. Today, there are so many of you going through difficult times, and all you have to do is turn on the TV or turn on the radio, and you wonder, what is it? But Yeshua told us in those days, they would say good is evil and evil is good. So I'm here to encourage you that the Lord of hosts, Elohim, the God of Israel, Yeshua Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, who are one, they have a perfect plan for your life. And so all you have to do really is come into an intimate relationship with the Lord. We are going to be talking about a very powerful scripture tonight. And this scripture is the answer to every situation that you're going through. And you will find it in 2 Chronicles 7:14. But what we're going to do is we're going to come a little bit early so that we could get the full picture. So I'd like us to turn right now to 2 Chronicles 6, and let us turn to verse 39. Now, you got to understand, this is Solomon. And Solomon had this temple built, this incredible temple, and he is saying a prayer to the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. So we begin in verse 39. Then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people which have sinned against thee. Now, my God, let I beseech thee, thy eyes be open, and let thy ears be attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. Now, therefore, arise, O Lord God, into thy resting place, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation. By the way, when it says salvation, that is Yeshua. That is, anytime salvation is said, it is Yeshua. And let thy saints rejoice in goodness. O Lord God, turn not away the face of thy anointed. Remember the mercies of David, thy servant. Now, when Solomon made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven, consumed the burnt offerings and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. Remember, saints, the house is us, you and me. We are the temple, so we need to be filled with the glory of the Lord. 2, and the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Worship means to bow down. So we need to come into a reverence to worship the Father, the God of Israel, to worship Yeshua, the Lamb of God, to worship the Holy Spirit. And we need to have the spirit of worship and the spirit of praise. So now what we find is all of the sacrifices that were done at the time. Okay, now we're going to move forward because we now are going to come into, let's turn now, 2 Chronicles 7:11. And it says, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and his own house, and he prosperously affected. Now, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, this is the verse we're talking about, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. They forgive their sin and heal them. Okay? So what we have here is the answer. But we have to break up this prayer, because the first thing he says is that we have to call upon the name of the Lord. Now, if you're going to call upon the name of the Lord, this has to be every day. This is not just on Saturdays. That this is not just on Sundays. This is not just once a week at Bible study. You need to call upon the name of the Lord every day. Remember, says all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Father, the God of Israel, Yeshua Jesus, and the Holy Spirit want to have a personal, intimate relationship with all of their children. Now, obviously, you eat food every day unless you fast. Well, your soul and your spirit needs the Word of God every day. So this is what I'm encouraging you, saint, that you wake up in the morning and you give thanks to the Lord and you ask the Holy Spirit, what are you to read for today? And he will open your spiritual eyes to the revelation of the Word. And you need to pray. And you need to spend that time in his presence. David says, in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. In his right hand are pleasures forevermore. So we have to humble ourselves. We have to pray every day. We have to pray unceasingly. Now, I encourage you also to be praying in the Holy Spirit, which is the gift of tongues. So if you're listening to this message, and if you have not received the gift of tongues, a prayer language of the Holy Spirit, I would like you to say this prayer with me. It is written in the Word, John baptized in water, but Jesus has come to baptize me today in the Holy Spirit and fire, and to receive the gift of tongues, a prayer language of the Holy Spirit. My beloved children, I am the Holy Spirit of God. And yes, I am giving you a message right now through my son, Evangelist Stephen Lazar. And I frequently give messages through Prophetess Joyce Lazar. So does the Father, the God of Israel, and so does Yeshua the Master. I love my children. And if Jesus, Yeshua, needed me, the Holy Spirit, and asked my Father, the God of Israel, to bring me in for Yeshua Jesus. This is what he asked. He said, Father, please have the Holy Spirit come with me when I'm on the earth, because I will need him. So if Yeshua needed the Holy Spirit, that is me, I know you do. And if you invite me every day, I will teach you mysteries of the Word that could not be taught to the disciples because they were not ready. But I desire to give each one of you these mysteries in the depth of the Word. There are 7 levels of every single word in the Scripture. So when you invite me to read with you, when you ask me to teach you and how to apply the Word in every area of your life, you shall be blessed. I also can help you with all of your decisions. Too many of my children what happens is they make decisions concerning marriage, concerning work, concerning their children, and only until they have a major problem, then they cry out to the Lord, and it's actually much more difficult. But if you ask me, the Holy Spirit, or the Master, or the Father, to help you, to make sure that the person that you pick for marriage is the right person. If you ask me concerning the job that you're considering taking is the right job, I will let you know. Because a lot of people are taking jobs and they took the wrong job. And when you have situations, even in your marriage, and you say, Holy Spirit, I need you to resolve the issues between my wife and I. We just have a communication problem. I will speak to both of you. And if you're having problems with your children, I can turn that around also and remove the rebellion that is going on. But I'm asking you now, all of my children, about the importance of daily prayer. Yes, you would like to pray in that spirit language, which is powerful. Satan can never understand the prayer language of tongues. That is why Paul said it was his desire that all would pray and pray unceasingly. So when you're praying in tongues, it is the perfect prayer. And as you follow the instructions of what Stephen is teaching you in 2 Chronicles 7:14, to humble yourselves and pray, to seek the face of Yeshua Jesus, because when your heart is pure and when you repent of your sins, Yeshua, his face I will reveal to you. And when you see the face of Yeshua, your life will be transformed forever. So it is important that this is done on a daily basis. Again, praying, humbling yourself, asking me to remove any pride, because pride is the fall of Satan, and too many of my children have fallen to pride. So seek the face of the Lord, repent for your sins, pray for America, pray for Israel, pray for the church, pray for the nations. And when my children will turn from their wicked ways and follow the ways of Almighty God, the Father, the God of Israel, the I Am That I Am, will hear from heaven. He will forgive your sins. He will forgive your family's sins. He will forgive America, Israel, and the church. Yes, he'll bring healing to your land. He'll bring healing to your cities. He'll bring healing to your communities. He'll bring healing to your nations. And it'll bring healing to the church. The church must be a house of prayer. So I'm asking you, pastors, invite me into your service, into your worship, into your message, and let your church be a house of prayer. I send you my blessings. I am the Holy Spirit of God. And the love that I give you is from me, the Holy Spirit. It is from the God of Israel, the I Am That I Am. And it is from Yeshua Jesus. Yes, the Lion and the Lamb. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that message. And that message is really, the Holy Spirit told us, we have to invite the Holy Spirit. We have to spend time daily in prayer. We have to seek the face of the Lord. We have to repent. And know this, that when you truly repent, Yeshua forgives your sins, because that's why he came, to take away your sins. So just say this prayer with me. Say, Yeshua Jesus, I thank you that you are my Lord and Savior, that you died on that cross for me, and on the third day rose from the dead. And now you live on the inside of me. And if I have not asked you in, I'm asking you right now to be my Lord and Savior. I repent for all the sins that I ever did. And as I forgive every person who hurt me, and as I forgive myself, I am forgiven. I release all of the hurts and the pain from my past. I thank you, Lord, that you are healing my body, that you're renewing my mind, and that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I am born again, and I am filled with your perfect love, peace, and joy. And we praise you, because if you said that prayer, you are family. And that prayer, saints, what I'm asking you to do is share that prayer with everyone you meet. Because one of the saddest things is that you could literally meet someone and have the opportunity to pray with that person. but you did not. And after you left, that person got into an accident, died, and went to hell. So the Lord has said, Stephen, I want you to pray with everyone you meet as if it was your last day. So I encourage you to do this. And now I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to anoint me as I play a very short song on the flute to release the healing to all who need healing. So I ask you, Yeshua, to heal your veterans. Yeshua, heal your seniors. Yeshua, heal your children. Yeshua, heal the homeless. And Yeshua, heal every person who is listening to this message around the world. Saints, I am so blessed by my beautiful, beloved wife, Prophetess Joyce Lazar. And she is a mighty woman of God. She's a messenger for the God of Israel, the I am that I am, for Yeshua, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. The God of Israel woke up Prophetess Joyce many years ago, and she heard the voice of thunder. I am that I am, the same who came to Moses. And so I am asking now, Prophetess Joyce, to just as she always does, she asks the Holy Spirit to pray through her and always gives a message of love and encouragement. So I thank you that every person that is listening to this message will have the opportunity to receive the love of God through the Holy Spirit.
Isha papa pata iramamanana hashati. Iyahata iramamanana mashati. Iyahata iramamana shatai. Ola tata mana hashati. Iyahata iramamana shatai. Dear one, I am Jesus of Nazareth. Dear one, my father and I love you both. We love all our children, and my spirit loves you. Be not anxious. I know there is much going on all over the world this time, but I did tell you 2,000 years ago, that come the end time portion of man's history, man would go through a phase where he would be very rebellious and decide he didn't want to obey anybody's laws. This is not what I want for America, for Israel, or any country, dear ones. I want all my children to know the love of God is precious. It is important that you welcome my spirit, the Holy Spirit, into your lives, into your homes, into your churches, into your businesses. He knows all things, as I do, and my Father. And you can ask him, and he will give you information which will allow you to make better decisions, to have greater wisdom and discernment, and too many today lack this. But when my spirit is working in you, in your lives, in your marriages, in your home life, in the schools where your children go to school, in your business and government. You would be amazed at the help that would come. Men must learn to listen and obey. Don't you realize that men must have God to be wise, especially now in your present day? So, dear one, listen. Read the scriptures. Know that as you read them, ask my spirit to show you what you need to see. You may not hear his voice, but he will prompt you if you ask him. It's like many times another message literally comes up off of the page, and man suddenly sees and realizes, why, I never saw that before. And it is exactly what I need right now. So my life may be a life where I can feel more confidence about my decisions, about my business, about my walk with God, about ministry. Whatever the need, dear one, this need can be met. We're not Hollywood and never wish to be, but Almighty God, the Father, he loves his children. He wants all his children to recognize him. He is the supreme creator of the universe, the sky above your head and beyond it. He knows everything. And he knows all decisions man tends to make, good or bad or indifferent. So, dear ones, listen and enjoy your life as it needs to be enjoyed. I don't want my children to feel they must grow up in a cave somewhere where there's no light, no love, no joy, where you can't see the trees, you can't see the oceans, you can't see what is there in front of you, and enjoy the plant life. My father and I, in my spirit, we took great pains to put on your earth, which we did put together. Now it is quite a globe, but we made sure we put what was needed, what would bring joy to man if man could see the reasoning behind our putting all of this together as we did. But remember, it is a free gift to all children to have a beautiful world to live on. There are worlds out there in the universe. They don't have a patch of green anywhere. They're just ground, a soil, if you want to call it soil. There's no animals, nothing. But we wanted this world to be a beautiful world for all our children, so that when they would be born into the earth realm, you would have a beautiful place. But in present-day America and around the world, man is building skyscrapers to himself, thinking this is a great achievement. On one level, maybe, but on other levels, you are using that patch of ground which could have given joy to those in that area a lot more. But man will be man. He will use what he has in the way of gifts. Yes, we did give man that ability to think, to create, and to do. Also, the technologies that man needed also come from the universal level. So, dear ones, you must give thanks for those gifts. You must give thanks for the food that is grown in the fields of America and around the world, and not destroy it by destroying plant life and the seed life before it has had a chance to grow. I want my children to be healthy and happy, to be able to live lives where you can enjoy family life, man and woman working together as one, bringing forth the children who the Father and I and my spirit would like to have them come to the earth and enjoy life if they've never been on the earth level before. Presently, man needs to observe and say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what he's been given. Know that God loves. He loves all his children. He loves to know that man can enjoy music and art and all kinds of crafts and make the articles, the garments that children need to have for school, or to be able to fix and mend clothing that's got a little tatter, or the hems come down. And Joyce here is an expert at doing that. She lived the hard way, and she learned the hard way. And many of you have no idea what it is like to put a hem up on a dress, or a skirt, pair of pants, or shorts. You have no idea. But I gave Joyce that ability to do these things, as I've given these gifts to many. My father gives gifts to many of his children, and many are not using these gifts. So man can live a very dull, unfulfilled life because he's never explored the possibility of what he came in with. I want you to remember, man was born with natural gifts, and man was born with the mental gifts, and then he was born with the creative and other such gifts. Whether your desire is to be a chef, to be a sportscaster, or to be someone who enjoys making crafts or making programs such as you're listening to at this time. So think again and begin to give thanks, dear ones, because in the Word of God, I have given man that ability to read the Word, and when he does ask me, my Father, and my Spirit, please, Master, Holy Spirit, Father, I need help. I really don't know what it means. And when you do ask, be patient. As you relax and let go, your anxiety, your fear, and your worry about how do I deal with this Word of God. It's like double Greek to me, but it doesn't have to remain that way, dear ones. If you ask for help, man's mind can be opened so he receives the input of divine help. And then you'll understand and be more willing to continue reading on a daily basis, to continue praying in a simple way. I'm not asking you to be complex in your prayer life. I'm asking you to do it simply. Always say please and thank you. I'm adding that in. Plain common sense says it is better to do this than try to go through life never giving thanks for the blessing. And blessings can increase as each is more willing to do the simple task, the simple prayers, the reading of the word, to acknowledge your Creator, to give love, to love your Creator, me and my spirit, to love your neighbor as you would like to be loved. That is important. As you share love unconditionally. I don't mean that you go and abuse someone because you think, now I can say and do what I want and hurt someone in the doing. That is not what I want. I want you to treat people with love and respect, and the same goes to my Father, that you love him. The Father and I, we love all of our children, dear ones, and so does my spirit. If you only knew and could feel my Father's love, you would be absolutely astonished at the amount of love that can flow into you, into your home life, into your place of work, into a hospital where you may be working. Ask God, whether your patient or your boss or somebody on the job tends to be nasty because of something happened at home, and so they feel like taking it out on someone. But when you pray and ask God, you don't have to speak it out loud when you're on the job, but you can mentally speak it in your mind. We'll get the message, never fear. It's very simple. Nothing needs to be that complex that man is out of touch with his maker, with his friend, with his boss, with his wife, children. It is important to ask God to assist you. Even your children, who may be slow learners, they can be given help. Prayer is a very, very wonderful tool that man can learn to use effectively, and effectively can expand into many areas of your life. So know this, dear one, I love you. I love you, dear ones. My love is forever. I want you to know you don't have to live a life alone, whether you're an elderly person or a single person or someone who feels thoroughly abused and feels there's no one who could care. But when you ask God in my spirit to help you, and you allow yourself to receive it, but first, forgive those that harm and hurt you, whether it's one time or more than once, or whether you've been beaten up, forgive. Let go. Give that pain and hurt to me, dear ones. That's important. Do it. And watch what I shall do. I love children. I love you all. So does my Father and my Spirit. And we do have a sense of humor. I want to put that in. I want you to know we're not stuffy fuddy-duddies. We're not. We love our children. We understand hardships. We've seen everything from the time your world was begun and before the world and the universe that you see above your head. We know. We're not ignorant of what is about life. We do understand. No two people are quite alike in their likes, dislikes, or how they love, or what they do. But when man prays and asks for help, whether it's in studies in school or a business problem, and the boss doesn't want to listen, or somebody else refuses to do the job as you want it. But when you pray, dear ones, ask lovingly, forgive the boss, forgive those who really get your goat, as you people like to say. I think that's one of Joyce's expressions. But dear ones, you know, we're not strange people. My Father and I, we love each other. I love my Spirit, so does the Father love him. And we want our children happy. We want to see them able to succeed in whatever you do. Life doesn't always have to be the big, big bucks coming in the door. Not at all. One can live simply. Man must give thanks even for the simple jobs. Yes, some jobs don't pay a great deal. But when you ask God to help you, he will show you ideas in your mind how you can make the what you have go further, whether it's your groceries, whether it's your clothing, or whatever. You'll be amazed. When the Israelites, long ago, walking all those miles as they were directed, their clothes never wore out. If you are careful and respecting of God's ways, you'll find your clothes will stay looking good. Treat them nicely, and you can extend your clothing, you can extend your food, so it lasts a few days at least. You know, life doesn't have to be complex. And so my word, as you read this daily, you will learn to enjoy it, and you will learn to utilize the ideas as you read and use them in your daily life, and watch what a difference it will make in your life, in your marriage, on your job, as you drive your car without getting enraged because so-and-so drove his vehicle in front of you and you nearly had a seizure with worry. When you pray and drive, before you sit in your car or mentally drive, when you're held up in a long line of traffic, pray. And you'll find that everyone will start to feel more at ease and go with the flow of the traffic rather than ready to shout their heads off because they're the same. Well, I'm going to be late for work. Well, I'm going to be late for whatever. Your times that you live in is not an easy time. And many a boss has got to understand that. But if you take time in the morning, give yourself a little time. It does help, a little time. I know this because I've watched people drive from where I live on the other side of life. Yet, if you could see me, many times you'd see me walking around your house, whether you're surprised or not. So listen, try to enjoy life and give thanks. Pray for all those in your government and all governments around the world that common sense can come into their way of doing things and make wiser decisions, be more willing to follow the laws of the land and my laws. Me and my father, we gave those laws to your forefathers here in America, and we wanted them to be utilized and used to best advantage so there would be fairness in every area of life. And I speak to pastors the same way. You need to bring my spirit into your church services and allow my spirit to help you when you're getting your speech ready to speak on Sunday or Saturdays. And you'll be amazed how much more enjoyable it can be. But too many have shoved my Holy Spirit out the door as if he was never meant to be part of your life. That is so wrong, dear ones. Pastors need to realize they need my spirit. They need prayer. And those sitting in front of you need the loving prayer spoken over them. And to have those who have needs to come up after the service and enjoy a prayer which allows them to relax and accept the healing help from Almighty God. I want you, please, dear ones, to give time and effort. And I'm speaking to pastors. You have a duty to bring my spirit in as part of the service. And you'll find you will enjoy doing what you do a lot more. It just won't be a boring speech trying to bring it together every weekend. You'll start to enjoy my word. You'll start to give it forth with a greater love and a greater understanding. And you'll find your people in front of you, they will start to enjoy it more and follow through. Need I say more? And that's all I shall say right now. I want you to know I love you. My Father loves you. My Spirit loves you. And we wish you much, much good in the time ahead. My blessing.
Thank you, Prophetess Joyce. Thank you, Yeshua. And I thank you that this message now is touching every person around the world to receive healing, salvation, and deliverance, that the Lord has sent his word according to Psalm 107:20, and receive your healing this day. Know that the Lord is good, his mercy endures forever. You heard the love that Yeshua has, the love that the Father has, the love that the Holy Spirit has. And again, the instruction to invite the Holy Spirit into your life, into your affairs, into your family, with your children and your church, and your life will be blessed. And you will be glory carriers. Remember, it says, you shall know my disciples for their love for one another. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine his face upon you, fill you with everlasting shalom. Again, we are Yeshua Messiah Ministries. You can visit our website, Yeshua
messiahministries.com. Send your prayer requests to yeshuaprayerandpraise@gmail.com. We want to thank Apostle Charles Ellis from Harvest New Life Church for the opportunity to share this message. Please check him out also on Spreaker, and also just check out his website and support him. He's a mighty man of God. Hallelujah.
He's